You know, Alex talked to Jim Dwyer today, and Jim Dwyer, I guess not so much at the Times. You never hear what he's doing that much now that he's at the New York Times. He wrote for, I think, Newsday first and then the Daily News, and he has at least one Pulitzer Prize. And this guy is like one of the most fabulous reporters. I wish he had not gone to the Times. People go to the New York Times and they disappear. They get swallowed up in an institution. Gail Collins, you know, used to write great columns. Now she's the editor of the op-ed page at the Times, you know, and that's it. You never hear from her again. And Jim Dwyer with his Pulitzer Prizes, he's a great reporter. But even Jim Dwyer with the 9/11 books, you know, and even, though I adore Kristen Breitmeiser, you know, one of the Jersey girls, she's got, it's like a whole fucking industry. Make up your mind. It's a tragedy. It's an industry. I think industry wins. But stop it already. You know, and again, there's, oh God, there's this full page ad in, I don't know, one of the tabloids, the Daily News or the New York Post, that there are like 70 concerts all over New York City on Monday. For what? First of all, who's giving them? Second of all, what does that have to do with anything? Oh, here, Daily News invites you to. So I guess, I don't know, is the Daily News sponsor? I don't even know what this is about. Join us on Monday, September 11th, 2006, at a series of musical events all across our city dedicated to spreading the message of peace through music. Are they going to have like a special if Fashion Week is going on? Are they going to have like, I don't know, like a Twin Towers bra? How about that? Maybe Victoria's Secret should come out with like the Twin Towers bra never falls down. The new Twin Towers push-up bra. There, I just made up a product. You can have it. Okay, is that a good product? The Twin Towers push-up bra. Never lets you down. It'll never collapse. There'll be no controlled demolition of your titties. Get over this already! The things that should be done aren't being done, but everybody's got a book! Everybody's got a book. Where is our concert? Here in Manhattan between 42nd and Houston above 42nd Street. 888 7th Avenue. That's 7th Avenue and 56th Street. It's kind of up. That's the closest one to here. Wow. 6th Avenue and 55th Street. Broadway and 52nd Street. We can go to a concert on Monday, spreading the message of peace through music. Can we go and yell like, fuck you? Can we, but they don't even say what it is. That all I know, I'll tell you something. Oh, look at this. All the cities around the country that are participating. Phoenix, look at this. There's this huge list of internationally. Together we will fill the skies with music. Could you vomit? Could you just throw up? And all the ones, I'll tell you something that's funny here. All the ones in Queens, near where I live, they're all at these weird places like Astoria Bagels and Deli, Brooklyn Bagel and Coffee. So I don't know. Between going, I'll tell you, between going to all the panel discussions. What a day on Monday. You could go to panel discussions and concerts. Then you're going to have to run home to look at Schmagegi on television. Oh, God, what a busy fucking day. What a busy fucking day. They ought to make, you know, they're talking about making it a national holiday. See the ads for that? You know, we all did the Martin Luther King Jr. white sale. 9/11, I guess they would have big sales at Home Depot and Lowe's. You know, don't let your house fall down like those Twin Towers. Redecorate at Lowe's. Right? Keep your house standing. Go to Home Depot sale on September the 11th. Well, does anybody care about Pearl Harbor Day anymore? You know, we're all, September 11th. You think in 50 fucking years anybody's going to care? I am just ahead of the pack. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146. Oh, together they're going to fill the skies with music every September 11th. About us. The September Concert Foundation was created in April 2002 for the sole purpose of organizing all these fucking concerts. What is there? You know, everybody has some evil agenda. Right? I mean, please, they're not doing this out of the goodness of anybody's heart. 289 musicians and groups representing over 600 musicians played in 117 venues and 6 public venues. Oh, that was the beginning. They've been doing this every year. Who knew? Who knew? I have absolutely... Oh, excuse me. I just saw one person on the board of directors. Jacques D'Amboise is on the board of directors. If Jacques D'Amboise is involved, then what could I say bad about it? Is there anybody? Oh, Veronica Kelly. Look, oh, this is fabulous. Former executive for Tyco International. It's like saying Enron. That's one of those Enron companies. Well, Robert Rauschenberg, he's like a very famous artist. Advisory board. What is the difference between the board of directors and the advisory board? The advisory board's good. Christy Turlington, Tom Freston, president and CEO of Viacom. Well, they better update that. Sumner fired him 2 days ago. Quincy Jones. Todd Oldham. Oh, I'm not saying anything bad because he makes such fabulous lazy boys. Ravi Shankar. I have no idea what this is, but I am so cynical that I just totally cannot believe that this is, you know, not some load of shit. Oh, you can perform spontaneously. Oh, God. Yeah, and give money. Where does my money go? Well, hey, somebody on the board worked for Tyco. That's all you need to know. Be a venue. Perform. Donate. This actually goes on all over the world. They're doing this all over the world. All right, well, whatever. It's free. I just think everybody's in everything for themselves. All right, shall we get... somebody's... Eric in New York.
Hello?
Hi, what's up?
Oh, not much. It's a pleasure speaking to you, Lynn. I'm a little nervous, so excuse me.
Why are you nervous? What would make you nervous? We're a satellite thing, so we don't have that many listeners, and I'm a perfectly nice person.
Oh, yes, you are. You know, what I wanted to touch on is that you start reading the papers lately, and you see the news and movie coming out. Well, the Republicans are running scared. But, you know, they can run scared, but they're not dumb, and they're not stupid. And
only Bush.
Yeah.
He's dumb and stupid.
Yeah, well, I totally agree. But they're doing it again. They're putting fear, and they're advertising fear, and they're advertising, you're better off with us, and, hey, we're going to get attacked again. And all of a sudden, this video comes out of Bin Laden. But no one ever says,
well,
hey,
the video of Bin Laden came out on Al Jazeera, which just amazes me, because wouldn't you think Al Jazeera would not be working in concert with our Republicans?
Well, you know, no one says that it didn't come out earlier, but they held on to it. And the other thing is that, where is Bin Laden? No one is arguing that. And it just drives me crazy that people are going to go in November and vote again based on fear, based on waving the American flag, and we're better off. Our jobs are going to India and everywhere else. We're not better off financially. You know, people are losing their jobs today, and they say unemployment is down. Well,
now Intel is only going to fire 10,500 people.
And I'll tell you what, those people that get fired, and let's say they're making six figures today, next year when all their benefits and extended pay runs out, they get their job at Home Depot or Walmart making minimum wage.
That's
and
right.
And that's considered, numbers go down because now they're employed. But guess what? There's no measurement of the disparity of wages between what that guy was making last year compared to what he's making today.
No, there isn't. So all those unemployment figures are just bull. In fact, there was some long article in the New York Times. The median wage keeps going down. People are making, when you adjust things for inflation, people are making less money now than they did in, 1979.
I'll tell you, prices are not going down.
Education's
not going down. The price of a car, the price of a carton of milk is not going down. I don't know how people are making it. You're going to see a lot more people losing their homes.
Oh, I'll tell you how people are making it. There is the average credit card debt in this country is about $9,000 per family. And there are all these people that got these ARM, the adjustable rate mortgages.
Yes.
That so you're right about losing their homes.
Yep.
Because people got, you know, now the mortgage rates are going up and they're going to have to pay more. And people think they have money because the value of everybody's house went up in this bubble.
But they can't pay the taxes to keep it.
I know. I know.
I was reading an article today. They actually blamed Clinton for something. I mean, give me a break. It's 8 years already. It's almost 8 years. You got to stop blaming the other guy and stop pointing the finger where it belongs. And who's the leader of the pack today?
No, it doesn't matter. It's very interesting. As somebody pointed out, you know, in all this brouhaha about the ABC special about 9/11, is that when the first time the World Trade Center got bombed was about 8 months after Clinton became president in 1993. Now, he didn't sit there. You never heard Bill Clinton say in 1993, this is all George Bush's fault. He never said that.
That's right.
So they say, all right, the first time the World Trade Center got bombed, when he had been in office for only 8 months, it was Bill Clinton's fault. And then when it gets bombed, and, you know, whatever, 9/11 happens, 9 months after Bush takes office, son of a bitch, that's still Bill Clinton's fault. Isn't that amazing? It was only ever Bill Clinton's fault.
Well, remember when the economy dropped, it was Bill Clinton's fault.
Everything is Bill Clinton's fault.
But you know what? That would have been fine the first 4 years, okay? Now it's the second 4 years. And you know what? The American people are not better off than they were 8 years ago. They weren't better off than they were 4 years ago, and it was all based on fear. And now they're doing it again, and I wish that someone would just say, come on, stop the rhetoric.
Well, all the articles say that it isn't going to work. I don't know if they're right, but everything I'm reading is saying they've kind of run that out. You know, they've done it too many times already. How many times can you do it? They had midterm elections in 2002. There were elections in 2004. you know. But it may not work this time, so they're going to just have to get their little asses busy fixing even more voting machines. Thanks, hon. Bye.
God bless you. Bye.
Thank you. God bless me. I didn't sneeze. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146. I'm like Ben Affleck's only fan, aren't I? You know, he's in this Hollywood land that I'm going to have to, like, run. Run. Why can't it go on at 325, even? 315, I don't like that. Because then I'm going to be stumbling in, the lights are going to be out and everything. Very annoying. Because I'm not waiting till 5 o'clock. So, they're saying it's his big comeback. He plays, not Christopher, George Reeves. Why is everybody who plays Superman has to be named Reeve? Or Reeves. So they're saying it's his big comeback. Now, I know Gary reminded me he made that movie Surviving Christmas or something, which I certainly wouldn't go see. And Geely I wouldn't go see. But I saw that Jersey Girl or whatever, the one where he's the father. There was nothing wrong with that. It wasn't very good, but it wasn't like, oh, my God, his life is over, Ben Affleck. It was, it was silly little romantic comedy. It was perfectly enjoyable to, like, sit in your living room and it's on television, you watch it. That was all. It was fine. And Daredevil. I love Daredevil. And the other one was Paycheck, right? I love that one. That's like where he doesn't know who he is and he keeps changing identities and I don't know, he doesn't, believe me, watching it, you don't know what's going on any more than he does. Those were fine. I think the press just at some point took a dislike to him. I really do. I think the media just took a dislike to Ben Affleck, you know, maybe because of her, you know, or something. But there was nothing wrong. That movie Paycheck was not a bad movie at all. You know, in terms of an action movie that you really didn't know what was going on. So this Hollywood land really only got 2.5 stars for most people. But I don't care. I like a nice film noir. And they keep saying, oh, well, the director only directed television. I have nothing against... I forgot to turn on Grey's Anatomy last night. Until the very end. I was watching some woman get raped on Channel 4. I totally forgot. Oh, alert, Katie Couric alert. Because I don't want you people to be blindsided like I was last night, sitting like innocent little lambs, you know, and suddenly she's going to appear 60 minutes. 60 minutes. Watch out. Here she comes again. She's doing her first report for 60 Minutes on the crappy air at, where? Ground fucking zero, 9/11. You know, that is, I'll tell you something, that is criminal. That, what went on, I keep starting to post articles on LynnSamuels.com, which functions all weekend, and... You can't find one article that explains how horrible what they did to those people is. And now you have Christy Todd Whitman, who was the head of the EPA, saying, I told them. When all you ever heard her say is everything was fine.
Now, welcome.
She is making,
you've got
she
mail.
She actually have a point. I sort of like Christy Whitman. She's one of those Republicans that we can like. She is. Was she up here live when Alex interviewed her, or was she on the phone? You have to meet her. She's, like, really nice. She's one of those horsey, you know, like, rich girls who ride horses types, who you think they're like a dyke, but they aren't. You know, that type. And she's very straightforward. But I think she may have been right, because she said... that the federal government kept, when they said the air was all right, they meant the air in downtown Manhattan. Okay? Now, the fact is, it wasn't. That was a lie, too. But as many people as got sick, you know, people who lived there, they said, I like go home and sweep. You know, sweep the asbestos and the, you know, remnants of people's bodies and, you know, the ashes from, you know, like every chemical known to mankind, you know, from every computer and every carpet and, you know, every piece of plastic in the World Trade Center. You know, so they really were not taking due care. However, she said that they did warn the city that in the pit, that in, you know, where all the rescue workers really were and the cleanup workers, that air was totally unacceptable. And Channel 2, our local CBS last night, they have a memo. They were given an actual memo that says that they were to, that the EPA says that the air is not acceptable and that the mayor just wanted everything to go back to normal. And the mayor was the one who said, everybody go back to work! It's fine, go back to Wall Street, go back to Battery Park City, everything's fine. Because he had to enhance his image. The mayor at that time being Rudy Giuliani. How many women was he having an affair with then? So, you know, it's criminal, and I said it right after it happened. These people, the fucking mayor of New York, the one now, this fucking little Bloomberg asshole, he had the gall. Now they just had a big study that came out from Mount Sinai Hospital that said these first responders, all those idiots that went down there, like, who knows why. I never understood what that was about. Oh, I'm going to go down and give water to the firemen. You know, people who just had to insert themselves in something. They're all sick. Everybody is sick. And this study was done. And it says like that 60% of the people that were down there working have some kind of respiratory illness now. And if you would, some of them already had had something wrong, but they're just worse. You know, I mean, some people, you know, had asthma before, but it's worse. And, you know, there's this other huge percentage. And of course, it's not like everybody's going to die. You know, what you read about in the papers are these 34-year-old, you know, guys built like bulls in 2001, and they're now dying. And the fucking mayor of New York, this little shithead, Bloomberg, he doesn't believe, how can they prove that they can't prove the connection. They can't prove the connection. I knew they'd all say that. Because you know what happens if you can't prove the connection? Doesn't cost anybody anything. So they're going to let these people die. They're going to let these people, you know, have shortened lives. They're going to let them suffer because, you know, we don't have the money. What is that whole 9/11, that whole blackmail thing? They gave all that money to fucking widows, didn't they? What was that all about? And we all know what that was about. You know what that was about? That was blackmail. Because to get the millions of dollars, the money that the families of the victims of 9/11 got from the federal government, they had to sign a paper saying, I'm never suing the federal government. There's another reason to believe they did it. Isn't it? Isn't that kind of a reason to believe they either let it happen or they did it? Why would they give people millions of dollars as long as they signed a paper saying, my accepting these millions of dollars means I will never sue the federal government? Gee, if they had nothing to do with it, Why would you be worried about somebody suing you? So this whole thing, I mean, it's just so disgusting. You know, and then you're going to hear everybody weeping and moaning and pontificating, self-righteously pontificating on Monday. It's the day of self-righteous pontification. I just hope the networks turn him down, Bush. There's no reason. What is the reason? Oh, God. And this has nothing to do with this. Al Sharpton. You know, we have to keep these politicians out of our entertainment programs. I can't deal with this shit anymore. Al Sharpton has now endorsed Tucker Carlson on Dancing with the Stars. Tucker Carlson went out and solicited Al Sharpton because he says nobody can turn out to vote like Al Sharpton. That's only in New York, you moron, you. See, if Tom DeLay is shilling for Sarah Evans, and I do not want political people in my dance programs. What are they going to do now? They're going to start, they're going to fuck up American Idol? Gee, let's find out the next American Idol who Tom DeLay wants. It's like every politician now going to have to endorse some a Dancing with the Stars contestant and an American Idol contestant. Is this going to be like a requirement to be a politician now? You're going to have to, are they going to have to endorse? Why don't they come out and endorse? I'm for the black team on Survivor. Are they going to be endorsing the ethnic teams? What is wrong with people? Jesus Christ. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146. No, there's like a level of just laziness that Alex was talking about getting, because everything has a remote. And I bought fans with remotes. Why would... And get up and turn the fucking fan on. Jesus. I'm waiting. You know what I'm waiting for? I just keep going back to... I don't know, Drudge Report, CNN. I'm waiting for the announcement that ABC has pulled this bogus sack of crap docudrama. But I think I am going to spend the last hour this week bashing the Democrats. Just bashing the Democrats. Because I am now more angry at the Democrats than I am at ABC. Does everybody know about this ABC thing? Garrett seemed like not up on it. And to me, this is one of the biggest stories. ABC, on Monday, September the... Oh, Jesus. Can we just skip it? You know, like the elevators go from the 12th floor to the 14th floor, ignoring the fact that the 14th floor is really the 13th floor? What? See, there's another example of how idiotic people are, right? If you don't want the number 13, so you say it's here's 12 and there's 14. But it isn't. It's still the 13th floor. You know, it's like the whole theory about plastic surgery. Gonna live a minute longer? Gonna live a minute longer? Who are you kidding? I have this friend who says to me, who's a younger friend, whose father is like my age. Oh, my father's healthier than he's ever been. He rides his bike and, you know, his stationary bike. And I said, he is as close to death, right, as he would be if he wasn't riding this bike. This thing of people like 65 years old going, I'm healthier than I bet. That's a load of shit. It may make you feel better to pretend when you're 65, you know what, so you'll live another 20 years, maybe? Maybe? Think Nora Ephron's going to live another minute longer? Whether she loves her neck or she hates her neck? Getting Botox and that guy. God, what a load of crap. You know, the stories people tell themselves to make themselves feel better. Really? You're 65. There is a whole lot more of your life behind you than in front of you. No matter how many times a day you get on your fucking stationary bicycle. You know, my theory is I'd rather eat ice cream because at least you're having fun. Unbelievable. These are all the people. They're never going to die. All right, they're never going to die. I'm going to trash the Democrats the next hour. I'm Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146. I'm not even in the room yet. I'm still... Didn't they cancel this show yet? All right, should we do the ABC bogus lying shit movie? Or... The, we were just discussing Lindsay Lohan. This poor... You know, these people... I feel sorry for all of them. I have this whole thing about these people who have been exploited by their parents from the minute they were born. You know, which Lindsay Lohan certainly has been, and Britney was, and, what's her name? Paris Hilton. Now, I understand that Paris Hilton not only was driving drunk, but that she was talking on her cell phone. I was sticking up for her. Until somebody said she was on her cell phone. And I said, oh, they should kill her then. That's it. You're driving on your cell phone. I'm finished with you. Because I tended to believe what she said. You know, like, if you weigh 3 pounds like she does, you could have one drink and have a and blow an 08 in a breathalyzer. I mean, it's ridiculous, but I don't know. Supposedly all this other stuff is coming out. I don't, you know, you shouldn't drive drunk. And if you're on your cell phone, death penalty. That's it. But this thing with Lindsay Lohan and the $1 million worth of jewelry that she was pushing a luggage rack because she's very rich. So she got one of those luggage carts. You never get one of those luggage carts. Have you ever seen anybody pay for one of those luggage carts? So she's pushing this thing, and she had her, who makes that Birkin bag? She had her Birkin bag. I thought those would be over by now. Weren't Birkin bags 2 years ago? Really, Lindsay? This girl is 20 years old. You know, Paris is 25. Brits, what is she, 24? You know, you're a fucking asshole when you're those ages. You really are. And because of their business, these people are fucking assholes in front of everybody. You know, like a regular person, 20, 23, 24, whatever stupid moronic things you're doing, nobody knows. Right? Nobody knows. You know, people, Jesus Christ, you know, everybody must have known somebody. You know, there's always that ditzhead who loses everything. She loses her keys. She loses her cell phone. You know, they lose their wallets. They lose their money. There's always somebody like that, right? But it's not in the newspaper. And then, you know, most people outgrow it. Although, oh, God, there is a girl that lives in my building. I have no idea what she does. I would say she's probably in her 30s, her early 30s. But she goes to work. She's usually going to work at, like, when I'm coming home or a little later. So she works somewhere in the evening or at night. And I go into the laundry room the other night. She's very pretty. She's a very, very pretty girl. I go into the laundry room on Monday. It was Monday. It was a holiday. And she's in there, you know, taking her stuff out of the dryer and, you know, folding it, taking all the time in the world. And I say, oh, it's a holiday. You're off today. She says, no, I have to be in the city in 45 minutes. I guess I'll be late. And I had never, I hardly know her, but you say this girl is like a total ditz. What kind of a moron? You're doing laundry when you have to be somewhere in 45 minutes that's at least 30 minutes away. And you're not dressed. You don't do the laundry. You do the laundry some other time. But if she was Lindsay Lohan, this would be in the newspaper. You know, so I feel bad for these children. So Lindsay Lohan is like pushing in the luggage cart through the airport. And she's got her Birkin bag, which is, it's a handbag. It's just a bag. Like every woman carries a bag. And they say it was stolen. I mean, who knows? You know, what did it fall off? She wasn't paying attention. Or somebody stole it. You know, which I could see. They recognize her and, oh, look at that. I can grab her bag. Now, I would think if I were pushing a luggage cart, I would not put my bag on it. I wouldn't put my bag on. I would hold my bag. I would be holding it, especially if there was $1 million worth of jewelry in it. But then Garrett is saying, well, why was she carrying it around? And why would you have your asthma medicine in the bag? And I'm saying, because it's your bag. Well, he doesn't understand about a bag. This is a 28-year-old man, I want you to know, who he was carrying the same, tote bag since I knew him. It was disintegrating. So I don't know what happened to it, but he abandoned it. And since then, instead of buying another bag, he carries his stuff in a plastic shopping bag every day. Because all he has is what? Your cell phone, your MP3 player, and a newspaper. Right? It's just on the way home. I don't know. I'm like, I love bags. So stop and... But then you have to stop and think about this. Okay? You're flying somewhere. And you happen to own all this expensive jewelry. And you want to wear it. Where would you put it? You can't put it in your checked luggage. That's for damn sure. You can't put it in a checked bag. Then you know you'd never see it again. So you really have no choice but to put it in either. Are you still allowed a carry-on bag and a personal item? I better find that out. Are you down to just one bag and no personal item? Or no, but one personal item and no... I better find that out in the next 6 weeks. So you have to carry it with you. You have to carry the $1 million in jewelry and your asthma inhaler. In your bag. In your handbag, your pocketbook, whatever you call it. But you would think you'd keep a better eye on it, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you think you'd keep like a better eye on $1 million worth of jewelry? She must have very bad asthma. I get the feeling she probably has very bad. Why doesn't she do like ads for the asthma thing? That would be nice to know. You can be like a rich, famous, totally ditzy movie star and still have asthma. That's nice for kids to know. So either, you know, who knows, somebody grabbed a bag, she dropped the bag, but there's the bag is gone. I hope somebody was smart enough to insure the jewelry. I mean, I wouldn't think it's that hard to get another prescription for an asthma inhaler. Although you realize how terrible that is, because if asthma is brought on, if an asthma attack is brought on by stress, you would have thought she would have had an asthma attack right there in the airport when she realized she lost her inhaler and $1 million worth of jewelry. So there you go. All right. Now can I trash the Democrats, please? Let's see what's doing on CNN. When are they going to cancel this TV show? CNN. FBI, 10 most wanted fugitive. Police fire on fugitive, but he escapes into the woods. Oh, well. Gee whiz. Gee whiz, I guess Osama likes that. CNN Pipeline Monday presents CNN's coverage of 9/11. Of what? 9/11! Yeah, they're doing that on CNN on Monday, in real time, starting at 8:30 in the morning. If you want to relive it all, you can click on the, I don't know whether Pipeline technically you have to pay for it or whatever, but it's free. You can sit in front of your computer and watch, starting at 8:30, exactly what was going on 9/11 on CNN 5 years ago. Nobody's exploiting it, right? This is just all, they're honoring everybody. They're honoring everybody. It's not that CNN wants more hits. They want to honor the dead. What is wrong with people? People are in fucking sane. They really are. CIA dismissed. Clinton to ABC. Tell the truth. Oh, please. All right, so they didn't pull the show yet. So here we go. This is what's going on. ABC spent $40 million. That's outrageous. To make a TV show? To make a five-hour docudrama, whatever the hell the meaning of that is, called The Path to 9/11. So that they could honor the dead by trying to get higher ratings on Sunday and Monday than any other network. That's how they're honoring the dead. Okay? Because it's all about honoring the dead and the heroes. So they said, why didn't they get the $40 million to like a, you know, lung thing for the first responders? So they make this docudrama. And it's supposed to be on Sunday night and Monday night. 5 hours long. Now, I have a feeling this is one of those things where if all the people who objected to it would have just shut up, nobody would have watched it. Right? Would you watch it? Do you give a shit? I don't think anybody would have watched it. But they sent out DVD screeners about 2 weeks ago. To apparently only right-wing nuts. Rush. Hugh Hewitt. That type of a person. Now, they did apparently have screenings of it in Washington, D.C., where they did invite, like, sane people. And Scholastic Magazine, they had some tie-in with Scholastic where that Scholastic was going to put on their website, like, study guides and blah, blah, blah. And originally this thing said, based on the 9/11 Commission report. Well, people started seeing it and hearing about it. And it turns out that basically, it sounds to me like they just blamed Bill Clinton for 9/11. Just blamed Bill Clinton. And made things up. You know, there's a scene in there where the CIA is somebody calls Sandy Berger and says, oh, look at that. We see Osama bin Laden. Can we kill him? And Sandy Berger hangs up on them. and where Madeleine Albright says, oh, we're going to bomb Afghanistan, and then she calls up Pakistan and says, I'm just letting you know we're bombing Afghanistan, you know, and then that he escaped. And they play our favorite quote in history, which I forgot to tell Garrett to get ready, so we'll take a break. I'm Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left, 146. Okay. So, actually, I should see what Think Progress. ThinkProgress.org has the best coverage of this brouhaha about this ABC bullshit docudrama. Okay, so they apparently go from, now I forget, is it Sandy Berger hanging up? I don't know. It's one of these moments where thinkprogress.org. How can that be wrong? Thinkprogress.com? No. All right, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. P-R-O-G-R-E-S-S. They apparently go from one of the times when, according to this docudrama, Bill Clinton could have killed Bin Laden, not taking into account that had he killed Osama, people would have said, what did you do that for? And what was he supposed to say? Because in 2001... he's going to do something? There was not really, I would think, justification that would have passed muster with the Republican. Can you imagine what the Republicans would have said if he had killed Osama bin Laden? Other than no war for Monica. But it just jumps from one of the times they could have killed Osama and they didn't to this. To this.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never.
Well, that's a lie. I believed him. I believed him. All right, so it jumps to him saying, I think it only jumps to I never had sexual relations. Why would you need that in a show called The Past 9/11? Why? Why would you need him saying that? Well, because they were trying to show that he was so distracted by the Monica Lewinsky thing that he just wasn't keeping an eye out for our national security. Now, I have said a million times, I will say a million times again, that if you look at 9/11 and you think he was distracted, who the fuck's fault was that? Wasn't his fault. He was happy, you know, having a sucker's dick. That wasn't distracting him. The Republicans were distracting him for no reason. They don't want to distract Bush. You know, Bush who doesn't have a brain. All right, so they connected and, you know, they make it sound that, now the 9/11 Commission, which they were full of crap too, but they said he was not distracted at all. Because he kept saying he compartmentalized. He could keep a blowjob in one little drawer and keep Osama in the other little section, you know. And I believe that because he really wanted to be the president. He was into his job. So they gratuitously stick that in just in case anybody forgot. I mean, it's like such a propaganda hit job. It is unbelievable. All right, so people start here. Oh, the other most egregious. Because I guess you can debate. And I don't think, has Bill Clinton ever denied any responsibility for 9/11? I don't think he has. You know, it's only nothing is Bush's fault. The war in Iraq isn't even his fault. The other really egregious mistake in this docudrama that ABC is going to show is that somebody says to somebody, you know, the characters, half of them are made up, says, well, you know, when the Washington Post printed that we were eavesdropping on his satellite phones, Osama stopped using satellite phones. Well, guess what newspaper first printed that Osama used satellite phones? It was not the Washington Post. It is a matter of record. It was the Washington Times. It was the right wing. So, I mean, this whole thing, and the guy who made this path to 9/11, he's like a right wing nut. So, unlike 1993, you know, when CBS, remember when CBS didn't show the Reagan movie because the whole right wing went ballistic? And I was totally, you know, I thought that was despicable. That they're censoring it and why don't we get to watch it? But this, they really need to fix this. Now everybody's admitting. I said, oh, the part where Sandy Berger hung up on the CIA when they said we can kill Bin Laden, he said, don't bother, and he hung up. He said, it wasn't even in the script. The actor made it up. We were shooting, I swear to God. And it just worked so perfectly, we left it in. Huh? You know, you realize that people aren't going to... People are going to think this is what happened. And this is obviously a pathetic attempt, you know, just to make it look like it was more Bill Clinton's fault. Because there are certain things they don't show. They don't show Bush sitting there reading My Pet Goat for, you know, what was it, 14 minutes? They don't show that. They apparently also, I don't think they show like him flying around, you know, remember he flew around the whole day? And even right-wing people, there are certain right-wing people you have to hand it to, because L. Brent Bozell, who's pretty much of a right-wing nut, he said, where the hell is it? He's like that media watchdog guy. Oh, God, that's on yesterday's thing. He said they really ought to fix this. And there is a guy named, this is all on thinkprogress.org. This is, well, what thinkprogress.org is, lest, you know, you think that their objective is, it is a, I guess a think tank run by John Podesta, who used to be Bill Clinton's chief of staff. So he's not uninterested. So they're really doing the best coverage on this. Okay. There is a conservative author named Richard Miniter who wrote a book called, now when this guy says they want to fix this, he wrote a book called Losing Bin Laden, How Bill Clinton's Failures Unleash Global Terror. So this is like not a big fan of Bill Clinton, right? And he said that scene where Sandy Berger hangs up on this, says they made that up. That is like, and this is a guy who wrote a book called How Bill Clinton's Failures Unleash Global Terror. So he even thinks this documentary is full of shit. How much more? And people are just going wild. Bill Clinton's office asked for a copy. They asked ABC for a copy, and ABC said no. Sandy Berger asked for a copy, and they wouldn't send him one. Madeleine Albright asked for a copy. They would, oh, no, only Hugh Hewitt and Rush Limbaugh should see it. So, all this commotion starts. You know, this is like a big surprise to a place like ABC, which is really like a Nazi company. Believe me, Mike Malloy got fired by them. I got fired by them in the run-up to the war. I got fired. And then they fired Richard Bey. And they kept saying, oh, it's all about money. We can't afford it. I was working one day a week and making $25,000 a year. And Richard, well, he was working full-time, but he really wasn't making much money. But then they fired, we had a religious program on WABC in New York every Sunday with a minister, a priest, and a rabbi, literally. And none of them got paid. None of them. But the minister was like a raving liberal. The priest and the rabbi, oy, gavant, so right-wing. But the minister was a raving liberal, and they fired him, too. So that kind of undercut the money argument that they used for me and Richard. They just, in the run-up to the Iraq War, they fired me in August of 2002. They fired Richard a couple of months later, and they fired Dr. Schaefer in January of 2003. And they couldn't say they found, and they said, oh, well, we just want the show with two people, and we, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's a program that had been the longest running, highest rated program that the local WABC station, this ABC station in New York had ever had. But suddenly, it was obvious that somebody in ABC was saying to WABC, we don't want any voices on that radio station against the war. All right, so Tom Kane, who's turning out to be a real shithead from the 9/11 Commission, he was a consultant to this movie, and he didn't see anything wrong with it until people started pointing it out. And then he's saying, well, maybe they better fix it. ABC's new line is, they don't know why everybody is complaining. Now, they had sent out screener DVDs 2 weeks ago. But their statement yesterday from ABC Network, Disney, was, we don't know why everyone's complaining. We're still editing it. So that's like, because they don't want to say, all right, we're caving in. We admit it. So now suddenly everybody is seeing the light. The light's in Harvey Keitel, who is one of the stars, suddenly he's out there. He's saying, oh, no, they have to change it because it's wrong. I don't know. Did he mention anything prior to this? No. Tom Kane is suddenly saying, oh, well, you know, you're right. You do have to hand it to Tom Kane. I know it's spelled Keane, but that isn't how he pronounces it. Somebody should tell that to the guy in Phoenix. And to Savage. He said, now Bill Clinton wrote a letter to Tom Kane also. And Bill Clinton wrote a letter to ABC and said, you know, there are real historical inaccuracies. And if you're going to put this on the air, you better get your shit together. And Madeleine Albright wrote them such a letter. And Sandy Berger wrote them such a letter. Tom Kane said, he read Clinton's letter, but he hasn't discussed it with him. He said, because Bill Clinton was busy yesterday out campaigning against my son. Tom Kane's son is running for something. And Bill Clinton is campaigning for the other guy. I thought it was cute to, like, stick that in, you know. So all of this is going on, and it's fine by me. Everybody can complain, and if you're going to present something, you know, this docudrama, what do they think, like, the average person understands what? People are going to watch it and think that's what happened. Oh, no, we're putting a disclaimer that says scenes are conflated and characters are conflated. Oh, please. The average person is not going to know what you're talking about. And it's propaganda, and it's a load of shit. And frankly, I wish they wouldn't show it. But, you see, I was really, I must admit, I'm being a hypocrite, because when that Reagan thing was going on, I was all hysterical. How dare you tell somebody they can't show something? I want to see it. But I think that's different. I really do. This is about an historical event. However, okay, so now, who else has come out? Bill Bennett. Now, you can't get to be a bigger right-wing fucking nut on this earth than Bill Bennett. He says they should correct the inaccuracies. How do you like that? Bill Bennett, right-wing nut. So, this story is playing. Let me tell you something. This story is playing to the super right-wing nuts. Like, just even a regular right-wing nut says maybe they ought to fix this. I turned on, I can never remember this guy's name. I keep wanting to say Jeff Katz, but that isn't it. He's somebody else. This guy on KFYI in Phoenix this morning, you know what this guy said? He said, because Variety came out this morning and said they really are thinking of just not putting this on the air. Variety is the only publication that so far has said that ABC is considering, like, just throwing this $40 million down the toilet and just not showing it. You know, and they're frantically editing it, but they may just yank the whole show. This nut on KFYI, this is how insane these people have gone. He says, if they yank it, I know why. I know why they would yank this. Bill Clinton probably threatened to kill Bob Iger of ABC the same way he murdered Vincent Foster and all those other people he killed. Need I say Ron Brown? So that's who this story is playing to. The people who think Bill Clinton had nothing to do but murder people day and night. So this right-wing person I know says to me, it's the same thing as you people saying Bush did 9/11. And I said, excuse me, that's true. There's a big difference, you know, between pulling off one major event that's like the Reichstag fire and thinking of a president who, like, every 2 months ran out and killed somebody in his spare time. You know, like Bush would be riding a bike, Bill Clinton would be committing. Although Bill didn't kill Vince Foster. I thought Hillary killed Vince Foster. I thought they were having sex in that apartment. She killed him, rolled him up in the rug. Remember? She rolled him up in the rug, Hillary, little Hillary, and she schlepped him out to the car and then unrolled him in Marcy Park and stuck the gun in his hand. Isn't that what happened? Bill didn't do that. Hillary did that. See, they can't even get that right. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146. Oh, and I mean, if this guy at KFYI wasn't bad enough this morning. Jeff Iron, it's like got some Jewish name, which stands out because I don't think of Phoenix as being overloaded with Jews. But this guy is crazy. And savage, as I say, if they let Bill Clinton force them to take this one, we're living in a dictatorship. I'm like, excuse me? Is he in the government and I don't know it, Bill Clinton? However, this is where I got pissed off. This is what pissed me off. Have we ever read the First Amendment? Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of religion or freedom of the press, right? So, everybody can carry on. Anybody who wants to carry on can carry on. Bill Clinton can carry on. Madeleine Albright can carry on. Sandy Berger can carry on. They are private citizens. What I don't like is when a letter gets sent. If you go to my website, I have this. It's on some website I don't like that much. It's like America's blog, but it's okay because this is real. Sent a letter to the president and CEO Robert Iger, and let me tell you something, Robert Iger is the devil. He is one of the most horrid people on this earth. He just is. Ask anybody who knows anything about him. He's just vile and despicable person. Oh, can he sue me? In my opinion. Okay, that gets you out of it. It's Michael Savage's favorite phrase. So, a letter was written to Robert Iger and signed by 5 people who, as far as I'm concerned, have no right to say a word. No right. That, to me, it makes me want to say, if ABC, don't even change it and show it. Because who the fuck are these people? Congress! Harry Reid, Dick Durbin, Debbie Stabenow, Charles Schumer, and Senator Byron Dorgan. They have no right. They are the government. The government cannot have one word, one opinion, one letter, one note to a media company about whether they approve or disapprove of what that media company is going to do. To me, immediately, they're now worse than ABC. They're worse. Would you like government censorship? Harry Reid, Dick Durbin, Debbie Stabenow, Chuck Schumer, and Byron Dorgan? You have no right to an opinion as a United States senator. And this letter, if you read this letter is a threat. You know, they're licensed by the government, these disgusting companies. So this rather long letter, I'm not going to read it, you know, it's like, go to lynnsamuels.com. They have no right to issue what are veiled threats. To a media company. You know, we all hate the media companies. I hate the media companies. I hate this media company in particular the most. You know, since they're the ones who fired me. But United States senators writing threatening letters to the media? That's a dictatorship. That's a, Sandy Berg. I keep wanting to say, you know something? I keep wanting to say Sandy Bergler. Remember, he was the one who stuffed the notes in his underwear from the National Archives and wherever he was. He stole all that stuff. And they started calling him Sandy Bergler. And it just has a nice... But this is where I am more furious at these 5 people than I am at ABC. Because in a democracy with freedom of the press, that's leading to a dictatorship. That's leading to somebody saying, you can't say that. You can't put that website up. You can't do this. You got, where does that end? Where does this end? When 5 United States senators think they have the right to write a letter to a TV network with a foot full of veiled threats, as if they had any power, you know, but full of veiled threats. What? Like, oh, when we take over Congress, watch out? No. That's scary. That scares me more than that ABC is going to show some piece of, anti-Clinton lying propaganda. Oh, by the way, the New York Times, the other bastion of the liberal media, they say that this program is very even-handed. And they repeat, at least one lie. They say in the article in the New York Times, the 9/11 Commission figured out that Bill Clinton was distracted by the Monica Lewinsky affair, when there is a paragraph in the 9/11 report that specifically says that Bill Clinton, that their determination was, is that he was not distracted. Now, whatever you think of the 9/11 Commission, you now have the New York Times misquoting the 9/11 Commission. So the liberal New York Times can back up the right-wing propaganda that the liberal ABC wants to put out on television. But these fucking five senators, you can't do this. They're a bunch of fucking Nazis. So what are we to do? What are we supposed to do? Jesus. Diana in Illinois.
Hey, Lynn, how you doing?
Okay, what's up?
You know, I have been listening to Bush talk about fascism and Nazism and how this represents communism, you know, our giving up. And I know you were talking about the senators and all, but these terms have been thrown out so much lately that I want to remind people that what Bush is doing is really part of McCarthyism.
Oh, yeah, but if you read Ann Coulter, she wrote that whole book about what a fabulous guy McCarthy was. Remember that?
Yes, but you know what? The people like my mother's age, who lived through that period, who saw the witch hunts, who saw them going after people and ruining people's lives strictly because they had a difference of opinion, will remember that. And those people do vote.
Yes, that's true. And those are actually the people they think they're appealing to.
Exactly.
The people who remember the Second World War and all.
Right. Those people also remember, you know, the Depression and when you know, recessions and time. See, those are the people that I think that they're finally waking up. You know, I think that the our poor younger generation, you know, the X generation, whatever they're called these days, may not understand what's going on because they don't feel the pain. They're still living under the auspices of their parents, you know, monies from college, you know, support.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But the people who lived through that period, you bring up those terms with them, it does not bring to mind good memories.
Well, and I agree with you. I have to take a break. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm realizing it's like practically the end of the show, and I'm just going on. As though I have... Oh, wait till I tell you about the latest drug survey. Fabulous. Lynn Samuels, Serious Left, 146. Okay. So just think, you know, look at my website, look at LynnSamuels.com, and just read all these articles, and read this letter that five United States senators think they have a right to send to a television network. I don't care what they're going to put on a television network. That is a violation of the Constitution. You know, it certainly isn't going to make me say, oh, I'm voting, I'm not going to vote, or I'm not voting for Democrats. But it makes you wonder how different, you know, anything would be. These people that go into politics are too much into power. All of them. So we should end the week on a cheerful note. This weekend, leading to 9/11. Oh, the cult. We're having fabulous weather here this weekend. Warm. Too warm for most people, not for me. All right. Drug use. They do all these drug use surveys, the government. Drug use is up for baby boomers and down for teenagers. Now, it's not that many. The government reported Thursday that 4.4% of baby boomers ages 50 to 59 reported that they had used illicit drugs in the past month. It marks the third consecutive yearly increase recorded for that age group. Isn't that weird? Now, it is only 4.4%, which is like nobody. But people 50 to 59, why don't they go like 60 to 70? Meanwhile, illicit drug use among young teens went down for the third year. from 11.6% in 2002 to 9.9%. Isn't that a riot? And this involves interviews of, this isn't one of those where they ask like 27 people. It's 67,000 people. Oh, is this illicit drugs? Drink, smoke, and use drugs. Marijuana, cocaine, and methamphetamine. It stayed about the same among people between the really old and the really young. It's about 7, see, they keep going percent, about 8%. So there you go. I don't know the meaning of this. I do not know the meaning of this, but I would think, just being as an old, thinking of an old person, first of all, you have less, I don't know, drugs and drinking and everything has a worse effect on you. But, you know, as you see death approaching, you know, you kind of want to self-medicate yourself even more. All right, enjoy this weekend. I'm certainly going to try. And if we're all alive, I'll see you Monday on 9/11. Thank you, Garrett. Goodbye.